For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. If you were at the 9th annual Poetry Out Loud competition in Washington, D.C. last week, you would have heard high school students reciting poems with dramatic flair. Here's the voice of this year's national champion.
The dying words of Gerda. Light. More light. The shadows deepen and my life is ebbing low. Light. More light before I go.
That's Anita Norman. She's 17 and she's from here in Shelby County, Tennessee. Her voice beat out 365,000 other students across the country. She won $20,000 along with an extra $500 to stock Arlington High School's library with books of poetry. Welcome to our studio and congratulations.
Thank you so much. Hello.
Anita, not many high school kids take up poetry recitation as a kind of sport. What got you interested in it?
My communications teacher, Miss Archibald, showed a video of the Poetry Out Loud competition, and she said, you know, Anita, I think you'd be really great at this. And so I met up with Miss Anna Terry. She is the Arlington High School Poetry Out Loud Club sponsor, and, you know, I began to work on it.
And I guess the first thing you have to do is to pick some poems. What kind of poetry does well in this sort of competition?
In this particular competition, you want to pick something that tells a story and that resonates with you first and foremost, because if you can't get into it, nobody else can. So you look for a vehicle poem, one that shares a message.
So tell us, how do you train for this?
So first you pick a poem and then you rewrite the poem. You want to get away from the pattern of the poem. You break up the stanzas. It adds some creativity to your process. And then you memorize that. You work on the inflections, your tone, when you want to rise, when you want to fall, and then you begin to work on hand gestures and facial expressions and the correct emotion for the correct part.
Let's listen to something you just recorded for us.
I see the milestones dwindling toward the horizon and the slow fires trailing from the abandoned campsites over which scavenger angels wheel on heavy wings. Oh, I have made myself a tribe out of my true affections. And my tribe is scattered. How shall the heart be reconciled to its feast of losses?
When I listen to this poem, I'm amazed at the confidence and control in your voice, but also that you really seem to believe the words that you are saying. Does poetry play a special role in your life?
Most definitely. It's allowed me to grow my relationship with my dad, because we definitely do this together, and he's been the greatest support. You know, I worked to spread a message, and I think, you know, that's the overall goal of poetry, and it's been a blessing.
Now, you also write your own poetry.
I do.
Do you ever imagine other people reciting it aloud?
No, definitely not. when I write it, typically, you know, it's just for myself. And so for somebody else to say it, it would be very, very interesting. And I hope they'd get it. I don't know. It's kind of scattered brain. But no.
Anita Norman from Arlington, Tennessee, is the national champion for this year's Poetry Out Loud competition in Washington, D.C. We've recorded a couple of her performances. You can hear them on WKNOFM.org. Thank you, Anita, and again, congratulations.
Thank you so much. It was nice meeting you, Mr. Blank.